You are hearing Fintadoo's podcast. Transfer pricing, concept of profit level indicator. Overview. The UAE corporate tax law, effective from June 1, 2023, enforces the transfer pricing, TP, provisions, and related documentation. Recently, the FTA issued the Transfer Pricing Guide 1 elaborating various concepts of TP. In this write-up, we have explained an important aspect of the transactional net margin method, TNMM, method, the profit level indicator. TP methods. To evaluate the arm's length price of transactions with related parties or connected persons, TP provisions mandate use of any one of the 5 internationally accepted methods, viz. Comparable uncontrolled price, CUP, method, resale price method, RPM, cost plus method, CPM, transactional net margin method, TNMM, and profit split method, PSM. In situations where direct comparability of commercial and financial factors is not feasible, transactional profit methods are recommended. TNMM is one such method. It is used where each party to the transaction makes a valuable and unique contribution, where the transaction involves highly integrated activities, or where the availability of third-party data poses a challenge. TNMM is one of the most popular methods in TP, profit level indicator. The TNMM uses an important indicator for comparison of a controlled transaction with comparable uncontrolled transactions, the profit level indicator. The ratio of net profit to an appropriate base of cost, or expenses, sales, or assets, is known as the profit level indicator, PLI. This ratio is then compared with ratios of similar comparables, internal or external. Selection of an appropriate PLI depends on the functions performed, risks assumed, and assets used by the parties to the transaction, FAR analysis. The table below illustrates some of the commonly used PLIs and their practical applications. Selection of an appropriate PLI. The selection of the most appropriate PLI is a factual exercise and can change from year to year. The selection depends on many factors including nature of the controlled transaction. For instance, a cost-based PLI is commonly used for pricing intergroup services. Scale of operations of the company. For instance, the operating margins of a company with a high turnover may not be suitable for a small-scale or medium-sized companies. Strengths and weaknesses of various PLIs. For instance, return on assets employed may be suitable for an entity with substantial intangibles rather than for a trading entity. Availability of reliable information required to apply that PLI. Comparables operating in multiple segments may be rejected in the absence of segmental data. Adjustments needed to eliminate differences between controlled and uncontrolled transaction. For instance, while comparing PLI of the entity with that of comparables, adjustments have to be made for differences in accounting practices, foreign exchange, tax year, exceptional events like mergers, spin-offs, etc. Conclusion. Considering the popularity of the TNMM method globally, selection of the most appropriate PLI is critical to ensure better accuracy in determination of arm's-length pricing of controlled transaction. The entire process of selection of the most appropriate PLI, while rejecting the others, must be adequately justified and documented in case of an inquiry from the tax authorities in the future. Stay tuned for more Fintadoo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.